From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. NASA is reporting a death in the family. Astronaut Neil Armstrong has died at the age of 82. He was the first man to walk on the moon.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
His moonwalk on July 20th, 1969 was the climax of a daring U.S. 20th century space expedition. The words of Armstrong became the stuff of history and were sealed forever in the memory of those who were lucky enough to hear them at the time. Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin spent nearly 3 hours walking on the lunar surface, collecting samples, conducting experiments, and taking photographs. Armstrong underwent heart bypass surgery earlier this month. The far eastern tip of Cuba is feeling the power of Tropical Storm Isaac. The weather system left heavy rains and flooding in Haiti, with at least 3 deaths there attributed to Isaac. The storm's expected to pick up enough steam to gain hurricane strength by tomorrow, and in Monroe County, Florida, Administrator Roman Gestazi advises residents of the Florida Keys and nearby communities not to take any chances.
If you choose to remain in the county, please stay indoors during the storm. There's a lot of people moving around. Please stay indoors. Do not go outside during the storm.
Florida's governor has declared a state of emergency. 8 active wildfires are raging in Northern California. About 450,000 acres of timber and grasslands have been burned, and 8,000 firefighters are being helped by air support from the California Air National Guard. Lorraine Dechter of member station KCHO says the air tankers and helicopters have made all the difference in efforts to contain the Ponderosa fire in Tehama County, which is 28,000 acres in size, 71% contained.
Firefighters have built a massive containment line across the Battle Creek Gorge to protect homes in Mineral, California. They constructed the line by hand as air tankers dropped 12,000-gallon loads of retardant nearby. CAL FIRE's Jim DiDio says they've been able to stop the fire 2 miles from the headquarters of Lassen Volcanic National Park, but 300 homes are still threatened.
They're going around hitting hot spots with the helicopters. There's still 11 of them working up there.
High winds are predicted for this weekend, and the military air tankers are standing by. Over the past 2 weeks, 600,000 gallons of water and fire retardant have been dropped on Northern California's wildfires. For NPR News, I'm Lorraine Dechter in Chico, California.
In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, a young man known as Victim 1, suing Penn State, charging the university, made deliberate decisions not to report former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky to authorities. This is NPR News. Turkish officials say a no-fly zone over Syria is on the table. The remarks reported in the Turkish media come after high-level talks between the U.S. and Turkey. NPR's Deborah Amos reports France might also support a no-fly zone.
Turkish officials have been pushing for a no-fly zone over northern Syria as the Syrian Air Force steps up an air campaign on Aleppo and towns and villages along the border. The Turkish media reports contingency planning for a protection zone. It's a step towards intervention, says Jeffrey White, a senior defense fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, on a research trip to Turkey.
Doesn't mean the decision has been made, but it's a step in getting ready. And in my mind, it always makes a decision to do it easier if you have a plan available.
Talk of a no-fly zone comes as a spike in Syrian refugees strains neighboring countries. More than 200,000 have fled 30,000 cross borders this week alone. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Antakya.
Hitting the mountainous roads near Aspen, Colorado today, cycling's Lance Armstrong raced in the Power 4 mountain bike competition. Age 41, he came in second, 5 minutes behind lanky 16-year-old Keegan Swirlbull. Just yesterday, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency disciplined Armstrong on charges of using performance-enhancing drugs in his Tour de France races. He rejects the doping accusations but says he'll no longer challenge the charges. A Little League team from Tokyo going to the Sports World Series title game tomorrow. Japan defeated the team from Panama today and will face either California or Tennessee. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.